You're listening to SBS News.
By 2030, the number of Australians over 65 is projected to balloon by almost 140% to more than 5.5 million people. That's likely to increase to roughly a quarter of the population by the middle of the century. It's set to produce a corresponding surge in demand for aged care. But according to provider Sean Rooney, chief executive of Leading Age Services Australia, the industry is already in crisis.
Many industry veterans stating they've never seen things so bad. And in practice, what we're seeing is services reporting they're unable to fill shifts on a daily basis. So some aged care homes are not able to take on new residents.
There's a similar impact in home-based care, says Aged and Community Services Australia Chief Executive Paul Sadler.
We're hearing from members right across Australia that they're unable to take on new clients for home care packages or provide home support services when they're needed.
The pandemic hasn't helped, with staffing restrictions, closed borders, and increased competition for workers from COVID clinics. And there are plenty of future challenges ahead. A report by the Committee for Economic Development of Australia this year found at least 110,000 extra staff are needed in the aged care industry over the next decade, and that figure could soar to more than 400,000 by 2050. That amounts to at least around 17,000 more each year, just to meet basic standards. To tackle the workforce shortages, the industry is calling for better staff wages, incentives for nursing students to work in aged care, a plan for foreign workers to fill vacancies when a local workforce isn't available, a high school career pathway, and more upskilling of enrolled nurses to the registered nurse category. Paul Sadler is also calling for a greater recognition of the skills migrant nurses have attained in aged care.
At the moment, registered nurses are on the skills occupation list, but the aged care workers, the personal care workers, are not, certainly not routinely at least, a priority for the migration program. And we're saying with the shortage we have at the moment, we need them to be a priority in the short term.
Sean Rooney says it makes sense to have a more multicultural workforce.
Being a migrant nation, and as those older Australians with those diverse backgrounds age, it's important that we have the workers that can provide culturally appropriate care and with the relevant language skills. So having a aged care specific skilled migration program is something that we're calling for because we know we'll need it now, but also into the future.
Aged Care Services Minister Richard Colbeck is confident that as vaccination rates continue to rise and borders reopen, acute staffing pressures will ease. He says the government has already taken steps to boost the workforce by easing temporary visa restrictions for international students to allow them to work more than 40 hours a fortnight for aged care providers, as well as supporting workers coming into the Northern Territory and Queensland under the Pacific Labour Scheme. Gareth Borum, SBS News.